Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards Series Prediction Show. I am your host, Jason Kelly. Joining me tonight on the show, Micah Storms and Terry Cushman. Welcome back, guys. We are going to be predicting the upcoming series against the New York Yankees. Red Sox have another weekend series against them, this time back at home at Fenway Park. They are just coming off a series loss to the Colorado Rockies, dropping 2 out of 3 of those games. So an important one coming up against the Yankees at home. We'll get right into it. Friday night is your first game, 7:10 start. Domingo Germán is going for the Yankees, and he's facing Tanner Houck. Terry, who do you like in that one?
I'm actually going to lean towards the Yankees in this matchup. I feel like, you know, both teams are going to make adjustments because this is a rematch from not even a week ago. You know, this was 5 days ago. 5 days from this day is when they pitched against each other. I think it was actually the Sunday night game on ESPN, and both guys were fantastic. But I think the Yankees are going to make better adjustments on Houck than the Red Sox will with Germán. So slight edge to the Yankees in game one.
Micah, who you got?
Last series, last weekend, 14 total runs, 7 for the Red Sox and 7 for the Yankees. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Fenway, there's going to be some fireworks. I think that we're going to have some high-scoring games. I like Germán, as Terry did. I like Germán to pitch better than Houck. I don't think Houck's stuff plays as well when the Yankees have a chance to make the adjustments. So give me the Yankees in game one.
I'm also going to take the Yankees in game one. I sort of think Germán's just a better pitcher as well. And I agree with you guys that the Yankees having another chance to take a look at Houck, they will make some adjustments. It's, you know, they'll be back at Fenway. I think, you know, the Yankees know how to hit there. So it's going to be hot and humid as well because it's, you know, there's rain coming in and it's temperatures are going to be up. So the ball could really be jumping out of the park this weekend. I don't think that bodes well for Houck. So I will take the Yankees in game one as well. Game two of the series, this is another Saturday Fox game. So it's another 7:15 start. Clark Schmidt going for the Yankees against Brian Bayo. Terry, who do you like in that?
I'm going to take the Red Sox in game two. I think the Red Sox will probably make some adjustments on Clark Schmidt. I am a little skeptical. I mean, I'm not beaming with confidence on this pick because Bayo didn't get a ton of strikeouts. It was only 2 or 3 strikeouts on Sunday night against the Yankees. So, but I think he's a little bit more craftier, and I think he can handle the moment for sure. And I just think Schmidt's been knocked around, you know, earlier in the season. He put up 7 against Tampa Bay. That was in mid-May, so that was about a month ago, and he's pitched okay since. But I just feel like the Red Sox will be scrappy against him and make plays. As I kind of harped on in the previous show, I'd like to see Duran in the lineup at least twice here. They can get creative to get Duvall in there if they insist on it. But I think the Red Sox need to be as dynamic as possible here. And I think Schmidt is going to have the rougher night. So give me the Red Sox.
Micah, what do you got?
Schmidt only gave up 4 hits and 1 run in 5 1/3 on on Sunday night last week, but I thought the Red Sox had some really good swings off of him. So I'm going to take the Red Sox in this one. I think it is Bayo that I think he's on a run. He's had two straight strong starts, and I think he makes it three. I think he takes advantage of what I think is an extremely weak Yankees lineup. As long as he stays away from Stanton, I think he's going to be just fine. And I think Bayo keeps showing that he's becoming the guy in the Red Sox rotation.
I am not a Clark Schmidt guy. I think he's probably the weakest pitcher on the Yankees right now, but I'm still going to take them in game two. And I love Brian Bayo, but his numbers at Fenway aren't great. Bayo's actually not a good Fenway Park pitcher. He's 3-7 with an ERA over 4. And I just feel like the Yankees, again, same thing with Houck. They're going to see him for a second time. They're going to make whatever adjustments they need to against Bayo and put forth a better effort. And I could see them roughing him up a little bit. You know, I don't think that he's going to get scorched, but I could see him giving up, you know, 4, maybe 5 runs. And I don't trust this Red Sox offense yet. So I could see Clark Schmidt kind of, you know, pulling a rabbit out of a hat and having a good outing and keeping the Yankees in it. So I'm taking New York in game two. Game three is another ESPN Sunday nighter. 7 o'clock start. Luis Severino for the Yankees going up against James Paxton. Terry, who do you like in the finale?
No matter how bad the Red Sox are playing, I think they're going to thump Luis Severino, who Fenway Park has to be one of his worst parks. I mean, we tuned him up pretty good in that one playoff game in the ALDS. That was quite a while ago, but he has been injured quite a bit since then. And Paxton's been pitching well, and it's been a while. Like, none of the intel they may have had on him from a couple of years ago is really applicable at this point or valid. You know, he's hasn't pitched much for the last few years anyway, and most of the guys in that lineup weren't his teammate at that time. And I'm just going to ride the hot hand here. Severino, I mean, his last three starts, gave up 5 runs to the Mets, only lasted 4 2/3. Gave up 4 runs to the White Sox. That was over 5 innings. And then had a terrible start against the Dodgers, giving up 7 runs in 4 innings. He is not pitching well at all. So take that with his history at Fenway. I'm not going to jinx the Red Sox by calling it an automatic win, but it's I can't imagine not coming away with it. Let me point out just one thing before I pass it on to you, Jason. The Yankees still do have the best bullpen in Major League Baseball, and I know they slipped up a little bit, I think, on Sunday, but if their starter comes out of the game with a lead, it's going to be very difficult for the Red Sox to get back in it. So,
yep, absolutely. Micah, who do you have in the finale?
This would be an incredible pitching matchup back in 2017, 2018. Severino, it's hard to get behind him. But my fear is he just throws like 4 innings, has a lot of base runners, but only the Red Sox, they have poor situational hitting. They only get 1 when they really should get 5, and then the bullpen comes in and shoves. So that's my fear for this game. But Paxton has been – I mean, I don't think anybody could have really predicted this level that he's been on over pretty much every start minus that one in L.A. He has been awesome. I want to take Paxton, so I'm going to take Paxton. But predicting the Red Sox to win 2 out of 3 is—it's just not wise at this stage of the season, based on how they're playing. But maybe the Yankees are the team they take 2 out of 3 from. Maybe that's just—I don't know. Give me the Red Sox for absolutely no reason. There's no logic behind it. I'm just doing it.
Well, you're a braver man than I am, because this is the only game I have the Red Sox winning this weekend. I will also take them in the series finale. Paxton's been pitching out of his mind lately. He's been, I think, their most consistent starter since he's come back. Severino, you're right, Terry. Fenway, not friendly to him. He's 2-3 with a 4.5 ERA there. So he generally gets tuned up at Fenway, and the way he's been going, it could get really ugly. Even though the Red Sox offense, as I said earlier, not to be trusted, but I think this is the one game where the bats wake up, they get to Severino. I think Paxton does his job, shuts down that Yankee lineup, which is still not a very good lineup, especially without Judge in there. So I will take the Red Sox in the series finale. So with that, we will wrap up this prediction episode. Keep your eyes out for our Bastards Roundtable episode. That's going to be coming out this weekend. And then the Weekend Crew will have you guys Monday morning, and they will recap the Yankee series. So until then, everyone, take care.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.